I'm Dana Lloyd. Welcome to Soul Sister Conversations, the podcast, where you will be inspired and empowered to connect more deeply with your authentic self as we explore topics of personal development, leadership, and spirituality. Your journey to your most authentic self starts right now. Today we learn to draw in the magic with Kim Standeven, who is an international spiritual mentor, messenger, and interpreter. She dedicates her life to creating spaces for people to slow down, be present, and draw in the magical messages from our core four, which are our spirit guides. She outlines who the core four are in this conversation. We chat about her journey with spirituality, how we can access greater wisdom, and to have fun while we build, connect, and trust our intuition. Kim Standeven, welcome to Soul Sister Conversations.
Hello, I'm so happy to be here. This is awesome.
I think this is going to be a great conversation because you call yourself a spiritual seeker, a mentor, messenger, interesting, and interpreter. And you don't pretend to know all the answers, yet you say you do practice being open and present to what is being offered for your growth and the growth of others. And, you know, in our pre-chat, I realized you were a lot like me. You're also a coach. You started off as a life coach and then did leadership coaching, all while hiding a part of yourself, your spiritual side. And I'm just curious about how did you get here? Like what do you do now? How did the coaching play into it? What was that journey for you to start showing your spiritual side?
Yeah, wow, that's a big question because I actually wrote a book about how I got here. but in short, it was really about finally listening to the nudges I was receiving. And one of the really big nudges that I received when I was in the corporate world was I was introduced to this idea of coaching. And it was a resounding, yes, you need to learn about this. And so that's where my official spiritual journey, awakening, listening to the nudges started, was when I said yes to becoming a certified coach. And I ended up practicing that skill within the corporate world for many years. And then again, heard the nudge of, okay, I think it's time for for you to, you know, step off the dock, if you will, into the boat of starting your own business. I'll talk about the universe a lot because the universe gave me a gift of removing me from the corporate world because I didn't actually have, I didn't have the courage at that time to do it on my own. So the corporate world said, you're redundant. Here's your letter. See you later. Thank you for your time.
And answer your prayers.
Yeah. And, you know, when I look back at that, even though that was a really difficult, and a grieving process I had to go through to leave the corporate world because I really loved what I did. And when I look back, it's like, whoa, I was hiding there. I was hiding there. And when you said in the beginning that I was kind of hiding my gifts, I was using my gifts, but I wasn't talking about it.
Gifts being what?
I would consider myself a highly sensitive person. And so I'm deeply intuitive. I feel everything. I would label myself an empath. Mm-hmm. And so I was using those skills in my relationships with people, but I wasn't talking about it. I was afraid to share with people that I have these gifts of communicating with energy and with things that we can't see, with divine guidance. And so having to step out onto my own business as a life coach and workshop facilitator, that's been its own journey of me getting more just building my confidence, I should say, in what I'm here to offer. And this particular conversation is serendipitous in itself because I'm finally at a point where I feel like, you know what, this is why I'm here, and I'm going to stand even, which happens to be my last name, mm-hmm. and I'm going to stand in it fully and know that I'm safe and protected, and the people that I'm meant to work with and serve will understand where I'm coming from. And those that don't have their own path as well.
And you must have been a really great coach when you have this other sense of intuition to rely on. I'm sure there must have been many occasions where people were like, wow, it's like you're in my head, or you said this thing that I needed to hear.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was like the most serving question would drop in just naturally for me. Mm-hmm. And now that I know where those questions are coming from, it's like, oh, okay. I get it. I get why people were drawn to working with me, why they felt a sense of being heard and seen. And that's one of my biggest messages is, it's nice to be seen, and it's important for me now to be seen and to be heard in this work. Mm. Yeah.
And now that you're fully standing even and anchored and rooted in this work of spirituality and using your gifts, what is it that you do? How do you help people now with those mm-hmm. gifts?
Yeah, so that's a little bit of a story, and I'll kind of rewind a little bit with talking about my dad. So my dad and I had a very interesting journey together. When I was 14, he had what's called a brain AVM, which is similar to an aneurysm, and had brain surgery, which left him severely disabled. So he wasn't able to talk very well. He couldn't walk or do the things that he normally would do. So my journey really started with him. And he passed away in 2009, and that really catapulted our relationship, because we could communicate energetically, and he was dropping in nudges and messages all over the place. I remember when I was pregnant with my second child, he dropped in by waking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, "Hey, you got to write the book." Because I'd been, you know, fumbling around with this idea of, oh, a book, that would be really interesting. It's like, write the book. And here are the three things that need to go into the book, which were lessons from my journey with grieving my dad's illness and having to learn to communicate with someone that struggles with communication. And so that really honed in my skill set of noticing and slowing down and being present in my life because of my relationship with him. Hmm. And then I live on a farm, and my husband introduced me to this idea of combining. And if you don't know what a combine is, it is a huge machine that goes into the fields and picks up the crop. And so he taught me how to drive the combine. And during harvest time, we are in those machines for hours. So one day I was in it for probably 14 or 15 hours straight. And if you can imagine meditating for 15 hours straight, that's what it's like. It's glorious, let me just say.
Really?
Yes, it is. I can't even describe it, but it's a moving meditation because of the way the machine is running. It has a turntable at the front, so it's continuously moving and you're watching the crop come in. And what happened in that scenario was I was having a conversation with my dad about spirituality, because I've broken up with my faith a few times, mm-hmm. in the storms.
Sure.
And I was having a chat with my dad spiritually, and I just said, you know, Dad, I don't understand. I don't understand how to connect with this greater universal divine. I'm having a hard time connecting with that. I don't have I feel like my relationship is wobbly. And he was able to just drop in these knowings and messages, and he shared with me, well, actually you have a specific team of guides. There's four of them and I'm one of them. And it just dropped in so fast. It was like, this is where they are. This is what they do. And now this is what you need to do in your life, is to share this paradigm that, there is a greater spiritual a universal, divine, whatever you want to label it, something that's greater than ourselves. And there's this core group that is just for you and specific to your path. And I call them the core four guides, mm-hmm. or your core four guides. And that dropped in a few years ago and I sat on it.
So let's back this up a little bit. So you have the core four, which we'll get into, which I think is really interesting, but you're talking about your dad passes in 2009 and you start communicating energetically with him and you're calling it dropping in. So what does that look like for you? Cause is it a thought, and how do you know to trust it?
Oh, isn't that the journey?
I know. How do I believe that?
How do I trust it? You know what? It's a choice. It's a choice to trust it. And I've been working on my trust and doubt, the ping pong of trust and doubt for a long time. And I've decided, okay, enough. You know, it's time to just trust, and it's a choice. So anyone listening out there, you just choose. That's my advice to you. So what I mean
by did it sound like a thought? Yeah.
Yeah, it can come in different forms. So, and that's what's so beautiful about how unique we all are. And that's what I help people do, is to discern how their messages drop in and what it means for them. But for me, how it drops in is through, if you've heard the term third eye, there's a feeling I get. So I get these deep resonant feelings throughout my whole body. It shows up in my body through my gut. So I'll get messages through the feelings in my abdomen, whether it's butterflies or just things to notice in my body when I'm receiving a message. And then I'll also receive external messages. So my dad shows up in butterflies. So every time that I see a butterfly and have an interaction with it, it stops me in my tracks. That's when I know it's a message that I need to pay attention to.
So are you thinking or having a message or a feeling, and then you see a butterfly and that helps you validate that it's your dad?
Yeah, it can come in both ways. So there'll be like a scenario as well where I say, hey, dad, who happens to be my roots guide, which is below me. I'm like, hey, dad, I'm really struggling with this. I could use a sign right now to help me to know that you're there. And then, a butterfly will flutter in some way. It can be an actual butterfly, depending on the season, or it can drop in the weirdest ways, like through media. I'll be watching TV with my kids, watching cartoons, and the whole show will be about a butterfly, right? So it's just noticing. It's that stopping in your tracks going, huh, that's interesting. That's what I mean by dropping in. And when I talk about dropping in, that's really from our sky guide, our possibility guide. Well, they'll like drop in thoughts into our consciousness. It's like, oh, where did that come from? I've never thought about that before. So there's just these little nudges that we all experience. And the important thing to note is, are you paying attention? Right. Are you noticing? Are you living a life that's slow enough for you to stop and go, huh, okay, I see that. I notice that. What's bubbling up for me? So it can drop in from above, or it can bubble up within these insights and these knowings, this inner wisdom.
Which is really cool. So thank you for explaining that, because my own curiosity is always like, how, and I notice your language is dropping in. So there's this insert. And I have, I've began, to trust these things as well. And I like that you say that it's a choice and I think anybody who's building their intuition, at first there's a whole lot of doubt, because you're like, is that really? Oh, maybe that's just a coincidence, or maybe I just thought that up, but when it happens enough over time, and you're right, are you slow enough? Are you present enough to witness it and notice when it's happening? It just becomes a raised awareness, I guess, over time.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, awareness.
Yeah, and it's a relationship. I see it as it's a relationship, because you have to build trust with serendipity and coincidence. Because once you decide that you believe that what you're feeling and thinking and experiencing is real,
yeah,
it will be a fire hose. Mm-hmm. I live in a fire hose of messages.
Really?
And sometimes I have to ask, okay, I need some space. Because it can be like, whoa, 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 I need to process the last one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So just something to think about is if you're building a relationship and when you allow doubt to seep in, which I do too, I'm like, really, did that just happen? But as soon as I have that thought of really, did that just happen? That's another sign for me that that is a message I need to pay attention to.
Hmm. And I like that and is this your company name as well? But your website says drawinthemagic.com.
Yeah. So that is my overarching umbrella, which is Draw in the Magic. And what I mean by magic is exactly what I'm talking about with messages. So it's serendipity. It's coincidence. Mm-hmm. It's those moments of like, did that just happen?
Right. Yes.
Like, is that real? Like, I could have never, there's moments in my life where it's like, I could have never planned that, those series of events. Like, how did that happen? And that's what I mean by magic. And when we say we believe in magic, that's what I'm talking about, is that you believe in this idea that these experiences that you could have never planned. Like, there's
that
no
so
way.
Surprising.
So surprising. Yes. And I'm sure we could all think
joyous,
back to what?
Right?
Joy. Oh, so much joy. And that's why I called it Draw in the Magic, because it's a relationship. And once you are opening up to this idea that there's so much information around us that we can pull in and draw in, it's just going to keep coming. And then my tagline to that is draw in the magic with your core four, because it's my belief that the messages, the serendipities, the coincidences, the nudges are coming from these key four guides in our life.
Mm.
Yeah.
And on your website, you articulate magic, you said, which you describe as a feeling of deep connection with yourself, nature, and the universe, and our spiritual team is what you call this the core four.
Yeah.
And it's those moments, like you say, when things just line up, it's easy. And you even describe it in flow. And you hear that a lot, you know, is your life in flow? Are you going with the flow? And some people are like, how do I get in the flow? So, you know, I want to talk about, you know, how can we draw in that magic so we can get that feeling of flow? So do we begin with talking about what the core four is? This was a divine download that your dad wanted you to talk about or include in the book. First of all, what's your book's name?
So my first book is called Stand Even, and it's about the journey that I had with my dad through his illness and him passing away and what all that meant. So I really see this first book as the starting point of my awakening, if you will. And I wrote that in 2015. And my second book, which is Draw in the Magic, which includes a card deck, it gets a little bit deeper into how we can work with messages.
Mm-hmm. Which is awesome. So where do we begin with the core four? So how is this outlined?
Yeah. So if you can imagine, I know through audio, I'll have to describe it a little bit better. But if you can imagine that you're standing in the center of a circle, and if you were to look up, there's a guide above us that I call the sky guide. And this guide is responsible for possibility and inspiration and where dreams live. So if you think about the universe, when we look up at the sky, it's so vast. Mm. So if you can imagine the stars being all of the possibility that we have in our life, that sky guide helps to kind of tune in or filter down those possibilities just for us. And then if we look below us at our feet, I call that guide below us our roots ground guide. And that guide really helps us with our human experience, our health and our well-being, what matters to us, our values, you know, what can we stand in? What are we rooted in? And then if we, again, look straight ahead, we have what's called a pull guide. And this guide pulls us towards opportunities So for example, the fact that I'm talking to you right now, in my opinion, was the result of my pull guide bringing me to you, bringing me this opportunity. So it's like opening doors, right? And our pull guide is also a protection guide, because if you think about the front of our body, it's a very vulnerable place to be, our front. You know, that's where our heart lives, our access to our heart, right? And all of our, you know, our faces are all, it's all very vulnerable. So our pull guide is a protection as well. And then if we were to look behind us, we also have a push guide. And this push guide helps us when we're stuck. You know, when I talk about the fears and the doubts, our push guide is kind of nudging us like, yeah, you can stay in the muck for a little bit, but I'm not going to let you stay in there too long. I'm going to keep tapping you on the shoulder and I'm going to hold your hand through the really roughest storms. And I'd like to say that all four of them, just like a circle, are working in unison as well. So we can call on one depending on what we're, you know, experiencing. I like to say what we're experiencing in our human, our humanness, because our humanness can get in the way of our spiritual being. So we can work together with them like they're just rotating in a circle, and we can call on one of them depending on what we're working through.
And so we just ask for guidance.
Yeah. So
yeah, like please help me with.
Yeah, please help me. Yeah. I've got.
It usually sounds like begging.
But once you form a relationship, and what's really cool is I have an experience called Your Core 4 Experience, where you get to learn who these guides are, what their energies are, and you get to connect in with them and learn how you can communicate with them the most in the most effective way, because we're all unique. Our nervous systems are unique. We all have different ways of processing information. So I help you understand the best way for you to communicate with those guides and interpret your own messages with them. And you don't necessarily need to know who they are to work with them. And that's why I created the cards as a tool that you can use to gain some insight and some clarity if you're, you know, depending on whatever situation you're in. So you can say, hey, all Core 4 calling you in right now. I really need some support. You can draw a card from my deck or any deck really, and really tune into what that message is and what that support is coming in for you. So there's so many different ways to tune in and work with our guides. And the first step is really just a willingness to try. Yeah. And see what you feel and see what you experience and see what bubbles up or drops in from you taking that time and that investment.
And I purchased your deck of cards, and it's interesting because we met through another connection. And so I didn't know you. You're in Manitoba. And but when she told me about your deck of cards and I looked at them, and I don't buy things willy-nilly. And I just was like, no, I like these cards. Like, it was like an instant purchase. And then I realized through our conversation that you were coaching, I realized why I like them is that they're questions. So any other deck, I never did have any other deck of cards, but I would go to people's houses and they would have cards and we would draw a card. And it's always interesting. The message is always fitting, right? But I think if I went through every single card in a deck, if there was a statement, I'd probably be able to resonate
for sure.
with it.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I like about this deck of Draw the Magic cards, it is the question, because I know as a coach, as you know, how powerful that is when you can go inside and find the answer yourself. So that's what really drew me to these cards. So, you know, that's the step one, that people can buy these cards. But then you also have programs that then if people want to go more deeply with how to use them, they can find all this on your website as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I have four specific offers. You notice the four shows up a lot, right? Uh-huh. There's a reason for that. There's definitely a reason for that. There's four ways that you can work with me and your Core 4. And it, you know, the easiest or, you know, introduction to this is purchasing the deck and using it and noticing what's coming up for you in that experience of pulling a card. I'll just give you a really quick example. I had a dear friend message me the other day who has the cards, and she's like, you're not going to believe this. I have to share this with you. My brother and I were pulling cards and he pulled two. My cards are based on the elements. So they pulled a water card and a fire card. And then he went home and she decided, like, you know, I feel like I need a little bit more guidance. And so she pulled two more cards and she pulled the exact same two again.
Mm-hmm. So they're like, answer these questions, please.
Yes. Like, please, like, here we go. But, you know, that just blows my mind. Of all the cards in the deck, there's 44 cards in the deck. Another deck. It's like a playing card deck. So there's 54 cards in the deck. So if of all those 54 cards, they pick the same two twice in two different sittings within hours of each other. Like, that's incredible to me. That's something to notice and say, okay,
sure.
Yeah. So that's what I mean, is just, you know, once you invest some time and some space, you will receive a message that you need in that particular moment to help you move forward.
Mm. And I'm curious, you said that your dad was your root guide.
Yeah.
Are they always people who passed on or people that we would know?
So I said,
can we ask someone to step in, or no, are they assigned?
So, just like the draw and the magic deck, I don't like to tell people what to do. That's why I ask questions. And I think that's from my coach training, is that I really believe that, you know, I'm here as a conduit. I'm not here to be like, oh, this is who your guide is. I'm not going to tell you what to do. So what I did was I created a process. And that process is 44 cards that we work through, like we actually use to determine who your core four are. And so it's a process of the universe letting us know who's there. And in my experience thus far, it has always just landed perfectly for people, like, oh, wow, yeah, that makes sense. And it can be loved ones, definitely. And it can be other energies like nature energies, gods and goddesses. You know, there's archangels. You know, I've distinguished 44 different kinds of spirit energies that could show up in your core four. And it's also, I want to acknowledge that it's a web. So if you can imagine a spider web, every body energetically or in human form that we've had a connection with is embedded in this web. So even though there's these four core guides, they're connected to everything and everyone. And we each have a web and we are connected to everybody's web. And if you think about the universe, when you look up into the sky, each star is a web, in my opinion, and we're all connected. So it's like these four guides are just able to filter all of the information from the universe. And so that we have just four that we can connect with, and knowing that we'll get all of the universal wisdom from these four. And for me, I think what my dad was trying to offer me was some less overwhelm, if that's even a term, some more flow with this idea of spirituality, because I get overwhelmed with this idea that the universe is so vast. Like, how do I tap into that? And because I'm practical and because I have this gift of taking what's out there spiritually and bring it into a tangible, practical, concretized form for people, it kind of helps to release some of that overwhelm that we can feel as a human.
So it helps filter it down into four funnels almost, or
That doesn't mean that they
simplify.
They're simplifying, and they're like the CEO, right, in a corporation. Because I lived in the corporate world for so long, I you know, there's like the C-suite, but there's lots of information that's being filtered up or brought up to those C-suite positions, right? They're not working on their own. But the C-suite is, in the corporate world, you know, the CEO and the CFO, how many FOs are there? Or how many OOs are there, right? But I believe that we spiritually have a chief spiritual team that comprises of these four guides.
Knowing, you know, spirituality is vast, the universe is vast. How do you do, you know, what is spirituality to you? Is it what we've been talking about, the magic, or what, when you say that word spirituality, it means what?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, that can be answered by each of us, because I think, you know, my interpretation or my feeling about spirituality is connection. It's connection to what we can see and feel, but it's also connection to what we can't see and feel, and what we can't hold on to. And so for me, spirituality is support, it's wisdom, it's tuning into our knowing, this deep knowing that maybe we can't even put into words. And I'm struggling with words because I feel like language doesn't serve us completely. And that spirituality is about tuning into that feeling of knowing that we can't put words to. And so this paradigm of this four guide spiritual team is meant to fit into whatever your spiritual beliefs are. You know, it's not meant to replace anything. It's meant as a tool that you can incorporate into your own belief system, whatever that may be.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Having the experience with your dad, with his health, and then him passing away, and you still felt being able to connect with him and connect with his energy, you know, what is the soul? What have you come to know about that?
Great question. Yeah, that's something that I've been contemplating a lot, especially lately, is this idea of the soul. And I feel like, you know, when I think about my human body as I'm touching my hands right now, it's a vehicle. It's a vehicle for something within us that's so big that when our vehicle no longer is able to serve us anymore, we are kind of, our soul is released into the universe as this energy. And if you know anything about, you know, quantum physics or physics in general, you know, energy never disappears. It's always there. And so when I think about the soul, it is the, I think one of the, I'm going to mess up the quote here, but I believe it was Deepak Chopra said that the soul is the witness within. It's not the thoughts. It's not even maybe the thinker of thoughts, but it's just
the observer.
Yeah. And I feel like our souls are here for a purpose. I feel like we are here to learn and expand in our life. And that's why for me, tuning into other spiritual energies to help my soul in this body expand has been a crucial foundation for my resilience, for my ability to go through some really difficult challenges and keep standing up.
Why do you think you were awakened to this work, or you've come to this point in your life where you want to help people tune into that inner wisdom?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's always been there, always, you know, since childhood.
You were an intuitive child?
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, my mom tells me stories about how people would come to visit and they'd nudge her and tap her on the shoulder and be like, wow, she's an old soul. And I've had, you know, experiences where I've seen things and interacted with loved ones who passed throughout my life. And so I think, you know, my journey was to trust it. And all of the breadcrumbs to this moment have just been a validation that this is what I'm here to do. And I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but it's like you constantly are getting kind of nudged towards something, mm-hmm. and it just isn't going away. And even though I wanted it to go away for a really long time, I'm like, come on, like, what? No, I'm not doing that. Yeah. It's the same with, I do a spirit drawing, which is one of the things that I offer to connect with your core four. And I wouldn't consider myself an artist. And yet the nudge was, you need to draw. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. And like, yeah, this is what you need to do. So just do it. And I'm like, reluctantly over time, because the nudges were just getting stronger and stronger and stronger. It's like, okay, I surrender. So it's really about a surrendering to what was already there, yes. to the messages and the path that was right in front of me that maybe I was hesitant to step onto for a long time.
So if people hear us talking about nudges and feelings and, you know, recurring things, how can people get in touch with their nudges, with their knowing, do you think? Especially if they're living a distracted life and they maybe feel like they're disconnected right now, they're not feeling in flow and they want to get back to that, or maybe they've never been there. What would be an easy point of entry or something to help them slow down so they can catch a ride on that flow?
Oh, I love it. Because I know we haven't talked about this, but I offer a 90-second reset, which is called Frantic to Flow.
Perfect.
Isn't that funny?
Frantic to Flow.
Frantic to Flow. And it's a 90-second audio that I release every month to my email family. As a way to just do that is take 90 seconds, just take 90 seconds and give yourself that gift of listening to this audio. And within each of the audios is an opportunity for a message to drop in or bubble up. And so that's the entry point. It's just a willingness to be like, okay, I'll give myself 90 seconds. And then you can notice how that feels and what comes up for you. And then you can say, okay, well, maybe I'll give myself 10 minutes. And then you'll say, okay, well, oh, I see what's going on here outside of something in the external world is giving me, trying to get my attention. I'm going to stop and notice and just stop. There's times when I'm in my backyard that something will happen and I consciously stop what I'm doing and just take 30 seconds with that moment. It doesn't have to be this overwhelm of time investment. 30 seconds, just stop yourself. Say, okay, whoa, I need to notice what's happening here.
I think, feel like using your language, just drop into your life. Just
drop into your life, yes.
You know, just a momentary observance of what's happening. It's so easy to rush through the day and get in your car and then rush to work and then rush to the meeting and then rush to the, check social media. And it's just this constant buzz versus if you just kind of the word that's coming up is exhale.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Yeah.
And observe what's happening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting. So if that's anything that people can walk away with is that they can, just be present and observe. And of course, they can always go to your website, drawonthemagic.com, and find out all this information as well, especially Frantic to Flow if you're feeling very disconnected in life. Is there anything that you want to say about drawing in the magic or spirituality or paying attention to our intuition that I haven't asked you about?
Yeah, what's coming in for me, what's dropping in for me, I keep using that that language, is it's so much fun.
It is fun, isn't it?
Oh my goodness. Like, I cannot tell you how much joy I feel pretty much on a daily basis. Like, even in the, I had a frantic day yesterday, and I got to experience these moments of joy because I was noticing the support, spiritual support around me. And it's so much fun. Like, I can talk to I have a circle that I'm a part of, again, four of us, four number again.
Of course.
And we're constantly messaging back about what's happening in our lives and the magic that we're experiencing. And I feel like a little kid, that wonder and that awe and that connection to what life is really about. And that's what I want to say, is that experiencing magic is like being a kid again. It's amazingly joyful to have these moments and notice them and laugh about them and be like, can you believe that just happened?
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's fun when you can share that with somebody who gets it.
Yes.
Because when you text them something, they're not going to go, what the heck?
Yeah, exactly.
They're like,
yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Or, you know, I've had that happen many times where I have to tell somebody like this thing just happened, or someone will text me something and it's unbelievable, you know, yeah. And that you've hit it right on the head. It is fun. I think it brings a joy to your life when you recognize that you are connected to something greater and that messages are dropping in, that it's fun to receive them. It's fun to figure them out or to even just to acknowledge them. I mean, yeah. Write them down somewhere and just go, okay, I don't know how to process that, but I'm going to capture that.
Yeah. I'm listening, and this is exciting. And if you have one person that you trust that you can share those with, it is just such a beautiful deepening of your relationship with others as well, to be able to be like, guess what happened today? You'll never believe it.
Yes. And they go, yes, I will.
Yeah. And it's just so validating to share in the joy too. And I, you know, I'm getting this like visual of, you know, the spiritual teams all around us just dancing because they're like, you're getting it.
I think that's the message, that if people are listening, ultimately, I feel that really strongly between both of our intuitions is this idea of fun and joy and bringing a lightness to your life, that spirituality doesn't have to be heavy, and that it can actually be it's probably when you begin to feel fun, you're in the present moment. And that truly is the portal to happiness, you know, that portal to joy, right? You know, this stopping and noticing, or from frantic to flow. You want to get in the flow, have some fun.
Yeah, have some fun and enjoy this humanness that we've been gifted with. You know, I often remind my clients, like, imagine all of the things and events that had to happen for you to be here. It is extraordinary. And I want to celebrate that. I really want to celebrate that and shine a light on the fact that us just being here is such a miracle. And why not fully experience all that life has to offer, magic included?
Magic included. Yeah. Well, this has been a magical conversation. I just have a few last Soul Sister rapid fire questions for you.
Oh, fun. Okay.
If you want to play.
Yes, please.
Just a few small questions.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to ask for support right now. I'm like, okay, help me out. Help me out. Yeah.
What have you come to learn about the power of being you?
Ooh. Wow. What have I come to learn about the power of being me? You know, that, like I just said, that we're all so unique, and I'm unique, and I'm meant to be here, and I'm meant to shine and have boundaries. I really want to say that word is, I can stand even in who I am without apology. Yeah.
I love that. What has become abundantly clear to you?
That I can trust the universe and I can trust my core four has my best interests and are, you know, and I can rely on them for support. And when doubt does creep in, I just have to remember some key moments of magic that I've experienced and like, oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And lastly, what does the world need most?
Oof. John Lennon singing in my head. The Beatles, you know, all we need is love. And I think the world, oh man, I'm stumbling a little bit because I'm people, I believe, really just have to tune into what's happening for them and let others have what's happening within them without judgment, without trying to fix or change each other. It's just a love and a compassion is what I'm standing for.
Mm. I love that. And I want to draw a card from the deck, the Draw in the Magic cards that I purchased from you, just as a way to end as a question to the listeners. And I feel this strong pull ahead, shuffle them to draw the top card. So I'm just going to read out. What wisdom would the element of earth offer you right now if she could relay a message? And this picture is a path, a brown path between some trees. And it's a beautiful visual. So what wisdom would the element of earth? And when I see earth, or when I look at this picture, I feel the rootedness and anchor when I feel earth offer. Yeah. So think about what the earth offers you right now, if she could relay a message. This conversation has been very magical, Kim. I love how you've taught us to draw in the magic and help us to consider that to have fun and joy with building our intuition and our trust. So thank you for this time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Such a pleasure. And I had so much fun.
Of course.
I feel so joyful. Yeah. Thank you.
Me too. Thank you. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Please go to iTunes to rate and review this podcast. And if you want to continue the conversation, connect with Soul Sister Conversations on the Facebook and Instagram pages. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at Dana Lloyd Leadership, on Twitter at Coach Dana_Lloyd, and of course on LinkedIn. See you next week.